Hello, and welcome to this podcast from W is for Duck. I am your host, Larry LeGrew, and just before we go into the podcast, in case you're not aware, W is for Duck, as well as being the name of this podcast, is also the name of my blog. You can find it by Googling or going to any search engine and just typing W is for Duck. Or if you're a full URL type of person, then you need to type in www.wisforduck.wordpress.com. On my blog, you'll find just some general posts, and every Friday I write a Friday poem. And on this podcast, I read out the previous week's Friday poem. This week on the podcast, the poem I will be reading out is called Hold Them Monkeys, and it is quite a personal poem for me, as it was suggested by a very good friend. And on top of all that, and as if that wasn't enough for you, I also have a book. My book is called The Friday Poems Volume 1, and it is a collection of the first year's worth of Friday poems that I've published on my blog. I've put them all together in one book, and you can find them on Amazon by searching for The Friday Poems. It's available for both Kindle and in paperback, and would make an excellent Father's Day present, as Father's Day is just around the corner in the UK, or depending when you're listening to this, it may just have been. But if you like this podcast, and you like my blog, and you like my poems there, and you think you know somebody who would also enjoy them, then The Friday Poems Volume 1 is an excellent gift to give them. Right, that's the sales pitch over. Let's get on with the blog. So, here we are then. You will have noticed that this podcast is slightly different to the previous ones. If you've listened to those, this is the sixth podcast I've done. I've done it for 6 weeks, so this is number six. And for the first time on this podcast this week, I had an introduction track, which was The Rubber Band Man by The Spinners. I heard that recently when I went to see the new Marvel Avengers Infinity War film, and thought it was an awesome tune. So I downloaded it and, yeah, really enjoyed it. So I thought it might, you know, make things a bit different on my podcast rather than just hearing me speak. There'll be other tunes along the way in future weeks, so just try to keep it a bit more interesting. So, bananas. I like a banana, most people do. They're full of potassium, they're good for you in, you know, moderation. Anything is bad for you if you have too much of it. But I had found something strange out. Well, a friend's opinion at work struck me as odd. So, you know when you peel a banana and you get to the inside, the meat of the banana, as it were, and sometimes you get those little strands of maybe the lining of the skin that are on there. Do you call those anything? Do they have a name? I haven't given them a name. I suppose they are the banana equivalent of pith, which you get from citrus fruit. But this friend at work described them as banana veins. And that's just a bit wrong, isn't it? Bananas don't have veins. You don't want to, you know, there's enough phallic imagery in a banana without sticking veins on it. The white strandy bits don't have a name. They don't need a name. They shan't be given a name. If you call that pithy substance something else, I'd love you to get in touch with my podcast and let me know, or leave me a message on my blog, www.wisforduck.wordpress.com, or you can find wisforduck on Twitter, so at wisforduck, and you'll find it on Facebook as well. So hop along to any of those outlets and leave me a comment if you want to tell me what you call banana veins, then crack on. And, let me know. So, if just in case you're living in a cave somewhere and don't have any access to a TV, radio or the internet, the World Cup has started in Russia. Started today. So this is being recorded on the 14th of June, 2018. And the opening game was between Russia and Saudi Arabia. And Russia won 5-0. Oh, perhaps, you know, perhaps there should have been a spoiler there. If you don't want to know the result, listen away now. Obviously, now this is a bit too late. I've just told you what the result was. Apologies if that spoilt it for you. I'll be more careful in future. Yeah, so I don't get to watch the World Cup as often as I used to. I mean, I know that's partly because they're only once every 4 years, but there are however many games there are in a World Cup. I won't get to see all of them. And generally, if I was still single, I would take an interest in as many games as possible. I've got a feeling some of my friends will manage to watch as many as they can. So I will pick up snippets of what's going on as far or as best I can. I don't have any thoughts on England. I'm not gonna, you know, every time there's a tournament, the media gets all hyped up and says, you know, we're gonna do it, blah, 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 we're gonna bring it home, football's coming home, all that sort of stuff. And then the moment they start playing badly, they get slated. So let's just see where they go. I'm not just rooting for England. Apologies again if that shocks some people. I like football as a whole. There are some great teams out there, but there's always some really big shocks. So I'm looking forward to the general mix that the World Cup brings. The good and the bad, the funny, the surprising. There'll be some new faces, some new talent that's brought to the spotlight of the world's attention. And I'm looking forward to finding out who those are. So, World Cup in Russia, bring it on. Let's see what happens, and, you know, may the best team win. As long as it's not the Germans. No, I'm only joking. If Germany can win it, they're really, really good. Okay. Now I'd like to get semi-serious, if I may, for a bit. Shock horror. Recently, this week, there was a historic meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, the American and North Korean leaders, respectively. And for my own personal opinion, and these opinions are my own and nobody else's, and I reserve the right to have these opinions. I mean no offense by any of it, but I think it's a good thing. There are lots of skeptics out there. There are lots of people who say that North Korea will never make good on their promises. This has been seen to happen in the past, and that, you know, Donald Trump didn't, you know, push it far enough. But I think you have to remember that up until very, very recently, there was a war of words between these two men, and the fact that they have agreed to meet is an incredible thing. And you can't keep focusing on the past. The past is gone. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody on this planet is perfect. Nobody on this earth at all is perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. So I'm hopeful that good will come out of this. There's a saying that I like to use, which is, you can reach further with an open hand than you can with a closed fist. And I hope there will be more open hands after this meeting than closed fists. And that's all I have to say on it, really. You may have different opinions and you're entitled to those, but that's how I feel. I'd like to say well done to both men. And particularly, I think, to the North Korean leader. I know he's probably come out of this better than Donald Trump has, but, you know, I was encouraged by what I saw. That could be a naive response, but there you go. See? I do some serious stuff as well, but I think that's quite enough for now. So I'm going to wrap this podcast up. I'm going to read you last week's Friday poem from my blog, W is the Duck, which is called Hold Them Monkeys. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I welcome comments, thoughts, messages. Please do get in touch either on my Facebook page, my Twitter feed, on my blog in its entirety. So I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you don't like. And I will speak to you next week. So here comes Hold Them Monkeys. So this is last week's Friday poem from my blog, W is the Duck. And this is called Hold Them Monkeys. Overnight journey in the car, English bastards in a Scottish bar, to Tillicoultry and Stornoway away, blazing sunshine and rainy days. Highland cows and those fearless sheep, how'd they keep their grip with those stupid feet? To Elgol and Fort William via Glencoe, all the places that we did go, taking friendship and laughter in our packs, and even a lovely dog called Jack, who sometimes had to be on the lead so tight for fear a sheep or person he'd bite. Hardly bothered by the infamous midges, being truly committed to the ridge. We visited out of season Ullapool and stayed at Ballachulish, which was so cool. Popped over to Skye, where I bought my ring and subsequently lost the bloody thing. Met James Bond running boat trips on Loch Ness. Saw Jeff's sunburnt legs. What a mess. The service station rest stops way after dark. Mr. T. Hermos, I've lost my flask. The early days of camping when we first went away, being lost in the darkness. What's that sign say? The Velux window where I banged my head, my legs always sticking out the bed. Wherever we stayed, it was just the same. The bed was always the one I blamed. Overcrowded boat trip, about a 20-seater. I sat a small child on my lap and got a new name, Peter. Visited Rum, the perfect place to live. Only 45 inhabitants living off-grid. The small boat crossing with a choppy tide. Poor Jim being sick over the side. I'd never seen him so subdued. Mind you, he was ejecting food. We walked up Ben Nevis and passed the old man of store. I'd been higher than I'd ever been before. Got stung on the ear by a wasp, I think. Your first reaction? Someone take his drink. I never conquered my fear of heights, but the scenery was always such a delight. On the wire bridge, the first aid kit I decided to fling. That forgetful waiter. Who ordered the... something? Staying miles from anywhere in a secluded cottage. Wedding day breakfast. I'll have the full sausage. For me, haggis and neeps was the way to go. And watching Tim Vine. Flag hippo. Which one's Canada? To Harris and Lewis, where we went to the butt. Not removing the lens cap in the peat house, you nut. Leaning into the wind with our coats over our heads. Richard Mark going canoeing, almost winding up dead. The gorgeous Five Sisters with snow on their peaks, watching England beat Greece in the home of Pete Feet. And throughout these adventures in the land of the Scots, the occasional fruit machine, always worth a shot. But for some unknown reason, which is still unexplained, you saw cherries as monkeys and would always exclaim, "Hold them monkeys, Lau, hold them!" It sounded so daft, but there was method in your madness, wisdom in your craft. For in the town of Fort Augustus, on Jim's wedding day, we too hit the jackpot. 75 quid came our way. So in that little sentence that you love to shout out, live more awesome memories that I can write about. I haven't mentioned saying, "Bart," at every Oriental we saw, or you hiding my Kit Kat just to wind me up more. My reflection above that toilet cubicle that gave you such fun, or our romantic lobster dinner, as we watch the setting sun. Therefore, every fruit machine that I find along the way brings back such great memories, though I rarely now play. Memories of wonderful times kept in my mind so strong. So don't worry about them monkeys. I've kept them held for so long. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope that you will pop by and listen to it in the future. Please also do feel free to visit my blog, W is for Dark. You can find it by just typing W is for Dark into any search engine. I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter. So do stop by and say hello. Until next week, thanks for listening.